This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Michael K. Show. A lot of news coming out of Florham Park where the Jets train, and we bring in the greatest resource we have when it comes to the Jets, and that is Rich Cimini, who covers the Jets for ESPN. Rich, the first question is, are you fearful that Mekhi Becton wants to hurt you?
Did you see that glare in that press conference?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, it was a noticeable the glare that spoke volumes. He obviously is a little upset with some of the stuff I've written. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't win that fight. I mean, I think that would be a no-brainer. But, you know, it's interesting because I wrote a very positive story about Mekhi about 6 or 8 weeks ago, outlining how hard he was working in the offseason, talked to his nutritionist, how he's going about trying to get into shape. Evidently, that didn't register with him. But, hey, look,
neither did the nutritionist.
Evidently not,
Michael,
because he's still tipping the scales at a fairly high number, which, you know, he's got 6 weeks to get his act together, you know, drop some weight and be in football shape for training camp in late July.
Yeah, and we defended you, Rich, because, listen, he has to be on the bust side of things. Not that you've called him a bust, but he can complain all he wants. His first year I thought was okay considering they threw him into the fire, but it didn't grade out well. Not on the field in year two. Clearly weight problems. I mean, I don't know if these college players think they're just supposed to get a soft landing from beat reporters, but I think you've been fair. I think the media has been fair. Do you think he's just sensitive or he's just using this as a way to motivate himself?
Well, I think he wore his emotions on his chest, quite literally. You know, he had that big bust T-shirt, which is not new. He's worn that for several months. I was aware of that a couple of months ago. And, you know, it's just a way to mock his critics. He came out and said he's got a chip on his shoulder. I think what he was most annoyed with me was that I didn't or haven't mentioned frequently that the reason he skipped the voluntary offseason was that he was in Texas with his girlfriend, was pregnant, and gave birth to their first child. I think it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I did report that, evidently not to his satisfaction. That was the reason why he skipped the 9-week offseason program. And so I guess that got under his skin a little bit. But I do know that Robert Saleh, about a month ago, made a public appeal for Mekhi to show up to the offseason program. And so evidently he felt that it would have been nice to have him. But, you know, he wasn't there, which is his right. It's voluntary. And so he showed up for the mandatory mini camp and really did nothing except talk to us and work out with the trainers.
Now, he looked big yesterday. The Jets are not saying how much he weighs. And we talked about this yesterday, Rich. To me, that is a clarion call that he does not have the discipline, because when you're an athlete, I mean, you're not Michael Kay and Don LaGreca and Peter Rosenberg. You're an athlete. Your body is your product. I mean, and if you don't care about your product, then, I mean, what does that say about your commitment to your sport and your commitment to your craft? I don't think the Jets could be happy about how big he is.
They aren't. And look, Robert Saleh, who we know is you guys talk to him every week. He is a very positive guy. He's a glass half full guy. When a guy comes to camp in great shape, like a Denzel Mims or a Zach Wilson, he goes out of his way to praise players. So we asked him about Mekhi yesterday, and it was basically just a very lukewarm, like, well, he's here. He looks okay. It's fine. And it wasn't, believe me, if Mekhi showed up at 365 or 370, and was at his fighting weight, so to speak, I mean, Robert Saleh would have been crowing about it, but he did not. And my understanding is there is some frustration within the organization about his weight, but, you know, they're not going to hammer him yet. He's got 6 weeks, to do whatever kind of diet he's got to do to get into shape.
So he could be, this is not even a joke. He could be four bills then right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've heard people speculating 390s. I do know for a fact that last season when he was recovering from that knee surgery and pretty much unable to train at all. He was up to 400. That was confirmed to me by some sources. But, you know, like Salah said, the guy's weight fluctuates so much just within like a few days. I know he was at about 365 when the season started last year because he did a crash diet in training camp and got down to 365. Then he got injured, and a few months later, he's 400. So I think Salah said he was fascinated by that whole thing. The guy's weight just fluctuates by so much.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. Rich, while we have you.
Which is not healthy.
No.
Which is not healthy, obviously. And it also puts so much stress on your joints. And here's a guy who's had a knee injury. He's had a plantar fasciitis, so he's dealt with a foot injury. And so the weight issue is just magnified so much because of his injury issues.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, while we have you, I'm just kind of curious how you feel about it because you've got your pulse on the team. You've got Mel Kiper saying they can finish in second place. You've got Dan Orlovsky thinking that there can be a Pat Mahomes jump from year one to year two with Wilson. And then I think it was Pro Football Focus who said they're gonna have the third overall pick in the draft. So everything is from one end to the other. I mean, what's a realistic expectation for this team?
Yeah, I think our ESPN analytics crew predicted that the Jets would have the number one pick in the draft next year. So, yeah, it's all over the map. I picked them to go 7-10 when the schedule came out in May. And so I do think this is, right in that neighborhood, somewhere in this 6 to 9, 8 win range, somewhere right around there. Vegas has them as 5.5. I think it would be a tremendous disappointment if the Jets do not win 5 or 6 games this year. I mean, they have to be better than that. They have more talent in the room. There is no question there's more talent than last year. They had a really good draft, a good offseason. It's very young, though. I mean, on offense, their top skilled players are mostly rookies and second-year players. So there's going to be some growing pains. This is not going to be like instant offense, the greatest show on turf. There's going to be some significant growing pains over the first few weeks of the season, no doubt. But there is more talent there, and I think you'll see a team that gets better and the arrow starts shifting upward toward the second half of the year.
How did Wilson look?
The 2 days this week, Michael, he looked good to very good. In previous, the last week, for instance, it was sloppy. It wasn't great last week when we saw him in the open practices. So I think, much like the predictions for the team, he too has been all over the map. Is it alarming? Not totally, because it's only June. These aren't real practices. It was just basically a passing camp with no contact. But you'd like to see a little bit more consistency. This is his second year in the offense. He should know it better. The coaches swear that he is making better decisions and that he's more decisive. But I think he still misses too many routine throws. The layup throws, the 5-yard swing pass, the check down to the wide receiver, he's still missing some of those. So it's kind of a, like the team, just a little all over the place.
He was at the Yankee game yesterday with a lot of Jets. And then after the game, Rich, he actually went on the field and they were taking pictures and some of the players got into like a 3-point stance. They were having a lot of fun.
Oh, well. I mean, he's done a Met game too, so he's covering all his bases. So he's being politically correct. Yeah, I did see some video that went viral of him doing a very half-hearted wave as the wave was making its way around.
Good for him.
But hey, look, good for him. He gets out and enjoys. Hey, I would be doing that too if I got those great seats and, you know, free tickets and all that. I'd be doing it too.
All right, so here's the final question before we let you go, and we're talking with Rich Cimini. You're leaving the facility, and you see right behind you.
Oh, I love it.
It's Becton, and he's coming after you. Could you outrun him?
Yeah, you know, that would be now he did run a great 40 time at the combine 2 years ago. I think he was at a 5.1 or something like that, which is a really good time. But he was 3.60 then. If he's like 390, he might be running in like the mid to low fives. So I don't know. That would be a really good race there. I don't know.
Well, we all want to know. Many people want to know, Rich, what is your 40 time? The Cimini 40 time is often debated.
Right.
Yeah, dude, I'm old. I can't run. I play softball. I pulled a hamstring last week playing Sunday morning softball. So that tells you what my conditioning is at right now.
So I would say get an escort to your car. That's what I'm saying.
Man, this Becton thing is really – I didn't realize – I mean, he glared at me and gave me kind of a nasty little answer, but I didn't feel threatened in any way. But
good.
Well, it started before that, though. And it was Twitter, too, Rich.
Well, you got me on Twitter as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was killing you on Twitter. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I'll have to check. I know his mom has gone after me a little bit in the past. So
I got to tell you, Rich, your ignorance on him going after you is really gangster. Like, it really is high level stuff. I'm really proud of you, man. And I've got your back. I'll go to war with you anytime, man.
I know he's gone after me in the past, but I didn't realize in the last 24 hours he has.
Not the last 24 hours.
Listen, we have Clay Holmes coming up next, but I just want to tell you as a friend, Rich, I think you should be afraid. You should be very afraid. That's all I'm saying.
No, don't even sweat,
back,
Rich.
Though, Mike.
I do have your back, of course.
Then I feel good.
We'll take care of him on the show. Thank you, Rich.
Got you, guys. Take care now. Bye.
Coming up, the best reliever in baseball, and that's not hyperbole. Clay Holmes join us in just a moment right here on YES and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.